Good morning and welcome to a special report of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. Today we're going to be doing, this is our second special report of the week, definitely in the last 7 days for sure. But we're excited to announce this morning the ConnectWise 2023 Pidget class was announced. Some new names, some familiar names. But to talk about what Pidget is and why it's so exciting, joining me is Mr. Sean Lardo of ConnectWise. How you doing, Sean?
Howdy, Raymond. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, man. So I appreciate you joining us from the airport as you're about to leave Chicago. So
correct. It's been a good couple of days, man. And of course, what better way to spend the morning than with you at the airport?
Did you bring me a muffin at least or a Cinnabon?
There's a whole tray of them back there. I'll bring them all.
Nice.
I'm through security. I can do it. It's not a problem now.
So what is your official title? Because every time I ask you what your title is at ConnectWise, I feel you change it just a little bit. So what is it today?
Well, today it will be I am with ConnectWise. I'm the evangelist of the economy of ConnectWise. So discussing all things economy. Economy evangelist.
So if my bank account's a little low, I go after you and be like, Sean, fix it. Is that
No. That's my last job, not this job.
Oh,
my previous role was fixing bank accounts. Confused.
Okay, but what you are directly overseeing the ConnectWise Pitch It event. This correct. Is which year is it? This is third, fourth.
This is for ConnectWise, it's going into year six now. With 1 year being missed because of due to COVID, when there was no physical event. And right. So, yeah, it is this is the 6th year going in now. It's my second year running it.
This is year two of like the revamped version. Cause you guys made a ton of sweeping changes last year.
Absolutely.
And this year I imagine you have even more stuff planned for, exciting things. And this is not just like, for the outside world, most of us just look at Pidget and we see it's like a quasi Shark Tank type thing. But you do a lot more with the coaching, the education, getting them prepped. You want to talk about that a little bit? What actually from the contestant side, like from their side, what are they getting by joining into Pidget?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, last year was a complete overhaul of the program. Because anybody ever watched Shark Tank itself, they know people just show up. But they've been in business for a while. They probably have their own coaching and prepped to come to Shark Tank, I would hope, and they're ready to go. What we started to do, ConnectWise as a whole, is looking for the best vendors, right? The ones that are going to be there for long term, not coin operated. So a couple of things that we did last year to make the immediate change was we started to do a 16-week accelerated incubator program, okay? And what this really boiled down to is giving them the ability to have head coaches, which cameo coaches and head coaches. The cameo it's kind of mirrored after, if you ever watch The Voice, they have their head coaches and then they bring in cameo coaches to help them with certain things that they love and whatnot. Same rules apply. We brought in people that are actually practitioners in the space that are given a workshop every single week on whatever they practice, you know? So that became a huge, huge piece of this because we want to make sure they identify with how to run a program. I mean, you and I know, because we did it with OIT VoIP, even the challenges with scaling as a channel program, the things you got to do, do you have product market fit? You know, and then also a lot of them want to know, they learn about mergers and acquisitions, sales and marketing, channel enablement, you know, all this happens over the course of the 16 weeks, but also the branding, the brand awareness piece too, right? So last year we started working with Sierra Pacific Group with Adam Belinsky, live streaming with him to get these guys out there to see what was going on. And then Tom Lawrence worked with us last year to get some more exposure. And, you know, again, so we're trying to cover everything, get everybody to be educated enough, ramped up to understand what to do to prepare for a pitch, but also long-term staying power in the business and in the space, but also get them business, because if they don't make money, they're not going to stay. That's just a fact.
Right. And you have the winners of the Pitch It get the obvious, the cash prize, which is what, 75,000, 65,000, something like that.
First place. So we take all the teams, they compete for the three finalists, and that happens in September with Matt Solomon, on channel program. He'll host us on the virtual pitch off. The three finalists that we pick from there, well, not me, I'm not involved in any judging, thank God.
I was wondering if you were Blake Shelton or Kelly Clarkson. So I was curious.
No, I'm more of a Ryan Seacrest.
Ah, okay.
You know, same hair.
Leaf, you're the Nick Cannon of America's Got Talent. I got you.
Exactly. No, I'm probably more like what's the other guy that took over? Terry, whatever his name is, because he's bald
too. Oh, Terry Crews.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to do the bouncing pecs. Yeah, dude, you're no Terry Crews, man.
I can't do bouncing pecs. I'm trying now. Now that you said I'm trying, it's not working. But I have the same hairdo. I'm facilitating MC only, right? And I built the program out with the team here. But the three finalists will compete at IT Nation Connect Live in November on day one on stage for the grand prize of $70,000, second place $30,000, and third place they get a love letter,
which may be the best prize. Honestly, I mean,
love is important.
It is. You know, all the world needs now is love, for sure. But, you know, that's not a small thing, but it's good for these vendors because, you know, we all start something. We're thinking, okay, well, we have a good product. We have a good solution. But you and I both know building a channel practice is so much more complicated than just a good product or service.
Oh my goodness. You're absolutely right. Well, think about it. Even we're talking about some of these vendors have created something from that didn't exist. They saw a need. And they built it. They built something off of and over 60% of them were MSPs, by the way, or were MSPs. So literally built something to solve a problem for their own business. And there's a difference between doing it for you and doing it for everyone else with a mass market appeal, right? It's not always product market fit, not the way you originally designed, maybe, right? So there's that alone. And then once you got product market fit, the channel to grow a channel program even is, you know, we did it. It's a lot of work. It's not like one day, and it becomes a full-time job to do that. You're balancing between your regular product development and channel development, and then regular whatever else you got is
plus all the other stuff, the other marketing, the other pricing, the support, the finances.
You have two. You almost have two different companies in one company. You almost do because the channel is its own entity, its own company. For you and your direct internal operations and everything else is again direct and internal.
Oh, and you know, some things these players should consider is look at how many of the enterprise plays come in and they say we're going to get into the MSP channel and they dive in for 2 years or whatever and then they get out because they can't handle it. It's absolutely so different from everything else.
It is. You're absolutely right. Actually, that's a very valid point. We've seen so many come in with big money. And no staying power because they just can't get it done. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's one that just happened recently that's been around for a while, and they abandoned the MSP reselling piece. They have VARs, but they're larger VARs that they don't have to do anything with. They're bolt on to their existing offering for these VARs, so it's not a big deal. They're essentially their clients, but if it's a sell through, it changes the entire dynamic.
It's I mean, it happens every. I mean, honestly, it happens every month. There's a new enterprise that kind of disappears from the channel. So we have and to give credit where credit's due, the winner of Pitch It 2022 recently got acquired. I mean, that's a big deal.
Second place, Vonahy.
Second place. I'm sorry. So Vonahy. So second place. That's right. Because first place was what? Humanize It.
Alert Ops.
Okay.
Alert Ops was first place.
Alert Ops. So, but second place, which means you don't even have to be the top winner. But talk about the exposure you get where you have a startup that's so well-received, because Vonahy was extremely well-received, goes through this coaching process for several weeks, and then gets a major player to pick them up. That's a win. That is, you know, you come out, that's like coming out of college, getting your degree, and getting an awesome six-figure, seven-figure job. That is an absolute win.
It's a testament to Pitch It,
right?
Well, we had two companies last year, though, that are acquired. Wow. We had Bonai and Sasslio by Ovik.
That's right, Sasslio too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Harden on a couple weeks ago on a Partner First.
He's a man. Yeah. So we
John's great.
Oh my god! And so is the Bonai team, man. Honestly, I'll say this. That, you know, yeah, we're so happy that this has happened. I can't have Pitcher take all the credit for them being acquired, but.
They did their work.
99.9% I can take credit for, but I'll give them the 0.01.
Sorry, Alton and Trammy guy. Sean takes 99.99% of the credit, which is pretty accurate.
And so they laid the groundwork, they did the foundation. When we built last year and we rebuilt, one thing that we wanted to stress back to that brand awareness is they all need to work together. They all need to work together. They all need to help, because it is exactly what you and I did, where we started to strategically partner with other vendors to help us grow it. Because if you don't have all the money to sponsor and to pay for everything, it's hard. So they all did a very good job. And those two in particular, those two companies in particular, did a really good job at keeping up with what they were working on and promoting it everywhere. So everybody knew they were there and getting that awareness. They took it to the next level. And yes. So, I mean,
it's just proud. You don't need 8-figure marketing budgets to get the kind of awareness, especially now, especially post COVID. You definitely don't need to do that.
You gotta be smart. You gotta be smart. Yeah. That's all.
So without much further ado, and we're going to show the 2023 class, because let's be honest, that's what anybody really wants to see on this webinar, on this live stream. And we will announce that starting next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, Sean and I are going to be doing live streams with these two contestants at a time every week, starting next Thursday at 1 o'clock through the next 15 weeks. And then we're going to do it again with afterward, so we can see the before, the training and coaching and all that stuff, and see how they look like afterward once they've, you know, been through their paces. And we're going to see some names here that you may have seen last year, and that's awesome. And we're here for round two, so I love that persistence. Matt, can you bring it up?
That is absolutely correct. We were blessed to have. We were very fortunate to have. I think we have five that were in last year that came back this year. Now, we updated terms and everything moving forward too from this year, is that an entity can only compete two times as that entity. That way, because they can't keep on being involved the whole time, you know? So, and I want to make sure we stress that, because these guys, if they come in this year and they don't get the results they want, and maybe they have a lot to work on, because they'll find out what their gaps are. If they know there's a lot to work on, don't come back to next year yet. If you're not ready, come back when you're ready. You know, come back ready to win. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I see a lot of familiar names here, right? So we have the ones from last year. We have Compliance Risk. We have Binox. We got some new names. We got Thread, Chat Style, DefenseX. We just did a partner first with Thread last week. So
great cool people.
So I'm excited to talk to a lot of these. Because I mean, data stream in the insurance space, cyber insurance space, that's a huge deal right now. This should be exciting, and I see a lot of I see a good amount of overlapping solutions, right? So
absolutely.
So a little competition is not a bad thing. You know, it's always nice to have.
I mean, you kind of want it, you need it, because it is couple things to even notice, right? Not only just the competition aspect, but also the collaboration pieces between, like you mentioned, you know, the cyber insurance, right? But along with cyber insurance, you also see compliance. You also see compliance documentation and evidence. And, you know, so literally they're complementary to the products. They're also complementary to ConnectWise. That's one thing people should know, is that, you know, a majority of these vendors will end up being integrated partners with ConnectWise. They always end up moving to that, because it, and that's what MSPs want to look for. Because the integrated partners we have been vetted by us.
Yeah.
They also they pass security. They pass a lot of different things that we make them do to become an integrated partner with us. So it's a good, you can trust that vendor, in other words, because it's already gone through our processes.
Nice. And that's a big deal, because I you know, we have so many tools. What was it? Jim McBain said the average MSP has 17 tools that they log into. Yeah. And so, you know, having ones that are integrated, they can share the data, and you're not, you know, swivel chairing between platforms. That's a big deal. I just want to point out, Zen Contract is going to be on a partner first with us in June, I think. And nice. Compliance Risk has done one, Thread has done one. And like I said, we're going to do those weekly events. So this is awesome. I'm excited for it. Sean, is there anything we should know before next week? Is there, how can people support these vendors that are participating in Pitch It?
Sure. So, I mean, first off, again, the biggest thing that you can do to help them is to follow them through all this process. As we're doing these live streams together, as we're posting stuff and keeping people posted as to what's happening, where they're going to be, check them out, support them, because it's the only way, you know, you're going to I almost sound like the Jerry Lewis telethon, but anyway, you can ensure that these guys are going to be able to make it and have staying power, right? They need to be able to generate business. Tell everybody, refer them, show the other MSPs and your friends or whatever to come watch them. You know, we want them to be able to meet everybody. We want them to be able to see what they're about. Again, a lot of these guys were peers. They are your peers in this space. They were MSPs or are MSPs. So, I mean, you should be supporting your friends anyway, or you're kind of a not good friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of these come out of, they were MSPs first and they created a solution they needed and then became, you know, a vendor. Not all of them, but a good number of them. We are going to include the link to the press release from ConnectWise in the show notes. We'll include the links to either their LinkedIn or the website for each of these companies. Go follow them on LinkedIn at minimum, if you can, to support them. Yep. And start thinking of your questions, because we're going to be doing it live. Whatchamacallit. Oh, I see Job Technologies came on, came in the chat already. Whatchamacallit. Yeah, we're going to be doing these live. So, you know, be ready for them. And see what questions you can come up with.
I think you said something. I think that's spot on responses. Have some questions. Give these guys feedback on what they're trying to figure out their value add. They're trying to figure out their position in this and if they have a product market fit. Now, we already identified they do. That's how they even made it in the program in the first place. But whether they can convey it or not the right way, that's up to you. That's up to the MSPs to tell us. They need to tell us what's going on. Hey, I don't understand what that means. Do you guys do this A, B, C, D, and E, whatever it is? We need to know those things.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Sean, I know you got I don't want TSA trying to tackle you there at the airport. I know you got your flight to catch.
I'm only going smuggling bagels.
and don't forget my Auntie Anne's, which we've got. Thank you so much for joining us and doing this. Sure. We wanted to get this out in a timely fashion just because it was announced today. And so thank you for that. We'll include Sean's information below. Follow him because he's going to be doing a lot with these people. And hopefully we can see you guys next week when we go with the first two contestants. Absolutely. All right, Sean, you have a good one, man.
Dude, yep. Thanks for bringing me on. I appreciate it, Ray, seriously.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.